Book of James, chapter 3, verse 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. When he says masters, he means teachers. Like when Jesus said, be not called master, for one is your master, even Christ. And you know, he was talking about people who love to be called teacher. They love to be called rabbi. Be not called rabbi. Be not called master. Now, he's saying, don't be not many masters. Because it's an instructor. When Jesus said that, he's saying, don't be, you know, people want to be, you may call me master. You may call me pastor, or you may call me, you know, they really revel in the titles. That's what Jesus was talking about. You know, they really want to be called by the title. Now, he's talking about just being something. What Paul talked about, you know, they desire to be teachers of the law, understanding neither where they affirm or what they're talking about, you know. People who have no business handling the word do. Some people would say, I have no business doing it. If that so be, then I will receive a greater condemnation. So shall all who handle the word as a teacher, as an instructor. It's a didaskalos. Teacher, an instructor. Those who instruct have a greater judgment on them. In many things, we offend all. You know, all stumble. It's literally, that means the word offend is to literally to trip or to err or fail. Even sitting, you know, we cause, it's in a reflexive sense, we cause this. We cause people to fall. What does he mean, in many things? All stumble. For in many things, all stumble. I think what he's saying there, actually, is in many things, we all stumble. We offend all. Not that, hey, I offend everybody. No, that's not right. That's not what he means. What he means is, in many things, we offend all. Meaning, we all stumble. We all trip in a lot of things. Okay? Right? But what do teachers offend in? If any man offend not in word, because the word is the thing. Instructors offend in word. Whereas others, you know, everyone offends in one thing or the other, but there's a greater judgment on those who handle the word, on those who teach word, or who are those who cause to stumble in word. But if you can not speak amiss, the same as a perfect man. Complete. You know, it means it's perfect in that. I said you could still lack suffering or so on and so forth, but what it says is you're manifesting perfection. Perfection of word. And also mastery of the whole body. Because that's, well, you know, you're able to bridle, again, to curb, to lead by the bit, like you would a horse or other animal. You know, it means that if you can control the tongue, you're able to control everything. And I agree. Verse 3, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm or rudder, whithersoever the governor listeth. Listeth, it sounds like to list is to sort of float. And what it means is to desire, to will. in Old English. I think it's from the Old Anglo-Saxon, you know, listeth is to. Like Jesus said, whithersoever he listeth means where he desires, where he wills. It's not like a weak word. It's a powerful word of direction. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. I feel like I'm going to end up doing the whole chapter if I continue. But I'll just read verses 11 and 12 to kind of wrap up this thought. Doth the fountain send forth the same at the same place, sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Hey, you know, it's contrary to nature, but humans do it. That's what he's saying. He's like, how could this should not be? Okay. Not among we who are conforming to the image of Christ, because he was a man in control of his tongue, control of all his body. The tongue being the most unruly member, the most likely thing to go astray. You know, the hands are kind of easy to control. I mean, to more or less degree, you know. But the tongue lets slip of the things that are in the heart. You know, hidden things. I mean, your hands, you know, if your hands grope or whatever they reach for, so on and so forth, or the mouth or the stomach, those things can be shut. They can be controlled. But it's like the tongue speaks out of the abundance of the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings out good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But even so, even a man who is otherwise in pretty good stead, the tongue